This is TWiT.
What are some of your favorite, third-party sites that help you with managing your Twitter profile? For example, there are, apps that you can use to unfollow. There are apps that you can use to find the right people to follow. There's all kinds of, strategies to building up the big fan base that people say that they want. Ah, looky here. What is that?
You so cleverly asked the question. We actually have a list of third-party tools in the back of the book, a social oomph, Twitter feed, tweet beep, Twitter counter. You can watch to see how many people are following and unfollowing you. Of course, Hootsuite, very popular for managing across the social sphere your multiple accounts. And what you're going to find, you'll probably laugh at this, but if you saw my web browser, I have Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and LinkedIn open all the time. I'm very organic. Maybe it's old school, but I enjoy just going directly to the sites and I manage my accounts that way. But, a lot of people are using tools like Sprinklr. We talked a little bit about our friend Ekaterina Walter, who's the evangelist for Sprinklr. And they like these third-party tools. And I say whatever works for you, whatever helps you better manage your use of social media so that you want to use it, so that it doesn't feel like this burden. Again, I go back to how many times we're told what we should be doing. And, that we get that when we're kids, get our finger wagged at us, all the things we should be doing. Hey, we're grown adults here for the most part. And none of us like to be told what to do. Find what works for you. Find the tools that you connect with that help you have a quality of life that is, again, here's the word, authentic.
Authentic. Yeah, we use that word a lot. But,
Lot of choice. Oh, I don't think it's worn out. I don't. I don't think you can wear it out. I think we need to be reminded again and again because there's a lot of people out there that are being posers.
Posers. Stop it, posers.
No posing.
No posing.